And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 5th of June, 2016. It's the birthday of the novelist Margaret Drabble, Sheffield, England, 1939, author of many novels, most recently The Pure Gold Baby, and a collection of stories, A Day in the Life of a Smiling Woman. In her novel, A Natural Curiosity, one character says, "England's not a bad country. It's just a mean, cold, ugly, divided, tired, clapped-out, post-imperial, post-industrial slag heap covered in polystyrene hamburger cartons. It's not a bad country at all. I love it." It's the birthday of the poet David Wagner, 1926, born in Massillon, Ohio. Met the poet Theodore Rethke, who became his mentor and who inspired Wagner to leave the Midwest for the Pacific Northwest, got him a job teaching, University of Washington. He said, "When I came over the Cascades and down into the coastal rainforest for the first time, it was a real big event for me. It was a real crossing of a threshold, a change of consciousness. Nothing was ever the same again." It was on this day in 1723 in the village of Kirkcaldy, Scotland, the philosopher Adam Smith was baptized as an infant, who went on to write The Wealth of Nations, in which he said that the pursuit of individual self-interest will lead, as if by an invisible hand, to the greatest good for all. He also wrote in the book, "The subjects of every state ought to contribute towards the support of the government as nearly as possible in proportion to their respective abilities." And it was just after midnight on this day in 1968, Robert Kennedy was assassinated in Los Angeles, having won the California Democratic presidential primary, walking through the kitchen of the Ambassador Hotel. His brother Ted delivered the eulogy at the funeral and described his brother as a good and decent man who saw wrong and tried to right it, saw suffering and tried to heal it, saw war and tried to stop it. Those of us who loved him pray that what he was to us and what he wished for others will someday come to pass for all the world. Here's a poem for today by David Wagner. A snap quiz in body language. We can't hear what they're saying, but that man is holding that woman in his arms. Your assignment is to deduce their thoughts from what they do. They've left no apparent space between their bodies. It could be called a close embrace, but notice her arms are at her sides, her hands relaxed, her face impassive, while he's whispering something in her ear. His upper torso is tilted slightly forward. Hers is yielding, but not in a way suggesting sweet surrender. Is this a seduction scene? Is she being held for questioning? Should she call a lawyer? He's looking into her eyes now. How wide open would you say they are? What does he see in them? If he were to let her go, class, what would she do? A poem by David Wagner, A Snap Quiz in Body Language, from his collection A Map of the Night, published by University of Illinois Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.